February 19th, of the Friends of the Carson City Library. Okay. The call to order.
We should probably do a roll call.
We probably should get a roll call, or at least
go down the entirety of our members.
So you have all their names for the first time.
Okay.
All right.
So you call in the order of what you see on the list here.
Thank you.
Yep.
Phyllis Patton.
Here.
Joseph Spencer.
Here.
Joanne Carpenter. Here. Sandy Osherhoff. Linda Belgray. Cindy Byington.
Here.
Bill Crowell. Patty Ferguson.
Here.
Julie Geis.
Here.
Jolena Johnson.
Here.
Connie Lederman.
Here.
Philip Patton.
Here.
Janet Peace.
Here.
Diane Solinger.
And then you'll say, Madam President, a quorum is present.
Madam President, a quorum is present.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is public comment. I see no public other than members here, but if there's any members who have something that they would like to announce or be brought to our attention for a later date, please speak up now.
Madam President.
No, I've got you on here.
Missing from our agenda today is the usual library director's report. Mm-hmm. The library director did provide me with the Carson City annual report that we can accept as part of public comment, but we will agendize it for future meeting, but I just wanted to provide that information as it was provided to me today.
Okay. Thank you very much. So for possible action is the approval of the minutes of the last meeting. Did everybody read over those, and did you find any typos or corrections or anything that needed to be made?
I don't have a copy. Am I supposed to have a copy?
Yeah, I'll have those over there. I personally did not see any items that needed to be changed.
Yeah, I didn't see anything that stood out either.
All right. Nobody else did. I will accept the motion to approve the minutes of the November 20th, 1917 meeting, which was the last meeting that we held prior to this one.
Motion to approve the minutes as stated.
Second?
Second.
Jan? All right. The motion's been made and seconded that we accept these minutes as written. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, motion carried. Minutes are accepted. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the treasurer's report. I don't know whether Sandy just forgot or what, but her minutes were in the packet that you got by email. If you didn't print that all out, those extra copies over there have them in it. So did anybody have any questions on Sandy's financial position or January report?
I have a question.
What?
For the record.
Connie, for the record, it's Connie Lederman.
Thank you.
You're welcome. On the year-to-date monthly budget report, under meeting, she's got membership luncheon for $560 as an actual and zero budget. And I was just curious, because if I look at Bill's budget report, it shows a budget. So I was just wondering why there was a difference.
Right.
She doesn't have all the budget items in the right place yet.
We're still having trouble coordinating with the way Sandy reports things to the IRS as opposed to the way we report.
We budgeted two meetings for the year. One was the January meeting, which used to be carried in Historian, but for the last 2 years has been
meetings.
A separate item under Friends as meetings. And then the second one is the membership,
the staff
volunteers.
The staff appreciation.
Staff appreciation, which is here. So they're both under Friends budget for meetings.
And I think the total budget.
Although Sandy doesn't have it in there.
She probably.
She will. She'll straighten it out.
Okay, so maybe her budget doesn't reflect the accurate total budget at this point in time?
Well, it's the total, but not in the right places.
She's probably got that money someplace else.
I sent her a sheet that showed how the budget was divided up monthly.
And if she was here, she could probably tell us where it is.
It's okay to be confused.
But it's in the wrong place.
Probably forgot to put in the budget item.
Yeah.
That it was in the budget and just put in the actual number.
Right. It was not over budget. Okay. Did anybody else have any questions or were you confused about? And I do have some questions with Sandy when I'm trying to reconcile the Square report and the New Year's Eve report and all those things that she reports things like she needs to report them for the tax return. And we don't always do it the exact same way. So that's why there could be slight differences in numbers, but overall they are very close to being the same. Okay, if there aren't any other questions that we can't put off until we see her, would somebody like to move that we approve these as presented?
I move that we accept the treasurer's report as presented.
I second it.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we accept these treasurer's reports as presented. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay.
Real briefly, Madam Secretary, you do not need to note who seconded as long as it was just seconded. You only need to note who made the initial motion.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
That's easy. Now, the next item on the agenda, item 5, is an information-only report. There's hopefully no questions. Patty, the store manager, would you like to add anything to your report? Or
The only thing that I would like to add is that we go to summer hours starting the first Monday in April, and we will be staying open until 6 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody have any questions for her? All right. Item 6, information only, the budget chairman's report.
Well, the budget is in pretty good shape. It's 1 month into the year, so that's not abnormal. However, I would like to point out that what a difference weather makes. 1 year ago, in January, daily sales were $5,360, and it was raining almost daily. This year, daily sales for the month of January are $6,967. Big difference. Just daily sales.
They're a little higher than that, I think. But
7763 or something.
Well, that's total. Well, that's other things.
No.
I'm sorry. Oh, you're right. Okay. Yeah, Patty's right. Daily sales this year are
$7,782. $7,783.58.
It's 82, I round. Don't be picky.
I'm only telling you what she told me.
And in actuality, when Sandy and I balanced, that one was off by maybe $100. But
it was a significant difference from the way we started off last year.
Right.
And so far, February is running equally well. Compared to last year. Because by the end of February last year, we were way in the hole. And we never managed to quite make it all up. And just to address Connie's question, if you look at the Friends sheet, under expenses, meetings, the actual's $560, the budget is $650, and so we underspent that by $90.
Okay. And item 7 was information only, all the other committee chair reports, and those were written. If you've got something you want to add to your report, we can do that. And Jolene, I'm going to address the membership thingy a little bit later on, and you can chime in right then and tell me what you think you would like to do. Okay. I do want to add that in my reconciling with Sandy on the New Year's Eve expenses and income, there were mistakes made on both sides as far as accounting for every expense and for every bit of income, which, according to my report, then makes the, and I have no idea why this printed in red, but it really was a black, in the black expense, but it was $3,033.22 instead of $243. I missed one of the expenses when I was listing them. She misadded all of the expenses from the plaza, and she missed a pair of tickets. And I had added $100 to the silent auction for something I thought she missed. She had it in there, but she had it someplace else. So we were about $200 off, but I could find every one of them. So
that $3,000 is the profit from New Year's Eve?
Yep, from everything on New Year's Eve, okay? Any other questions on committee reports? Okay. At this time, item 8A would be our report on the training session recently held at the open meeting law, on the open meeting law. Joanne and Bill and I attended that this past Thursday, which means the training didn't take place till after this was posted. So I was kind of guessing at what kind of information we would get. I think we were all a little disappointed in what we did get that morning. I had most of what she told us in a manual that I had downloaded from the Attorney General's office, and it was a video conference, which means it was actually taking place in Las Vegas, and we were just watching it by video. It was really hard to answer questions unless you were sitting in the front row. So I called the Attorney General's office the following morning with the questions that I still had, and here's what he told me. As you all know, we are certainly subject to this open meeting law because of the legislation that was approved last May. So I even emailed him this agenda, and he said, you know, it's formatted correctly. He gave me some hints on how to make it a little more concise and clear so the public knows exactly what each one of these items are. And I asked about committees. He said, well, it sounds to me like what you're talking about would be considered subcommittees. And if you don't have a quorum, and a quorum for this board of directors is 8, so if your committee is smaller than 8 people, you do not have to post your committee meeting ahead of time with an agenda, but you do have to take notes and present all of your information at the next available board of directors meeting. So that would be like a historian, if you get together with planning the annual meeting or budget committee or any fundraising committee, if you're smaller than a quorum, you don't have to agendize it ahead of time and hold it in a place where the public can attend. But you do have to make all of your information available, okay? The one that I was particularly interested in, this would be item B, is that we can go ahead now and schedule some of these things. The annual, what I used to call a workshop, he said probably would be better to call it a retreat. However, it is subject to the open meeting law. And I said, okay, it won't be at my house anymore. So we will find a public place to hold this meeting, and I would like to do it as soon as possible because we are a month behind in our discussion and planning for the year. So Joe has told me that the Black Bear Diner has a meeting space. I don't know how comfortable public would be to come to a restaurant, but you can see what kind of response we're getting. I think we could probably get into the digitorium depending on what time and day that we want to get in to have it there. So I would like a little bit of discussion on when to have this. This is the one where you all come and sit around my table and talk about what was good and bad about last year and what we want to do for 2018. Anybody have any ideas?
The library might be a good place to have it because it's centrally located. Everybody knows where it is.
Right. And yet I have their open schedule, and most things don't start till 2:30, but that's when they're open for like the kids to come in after school and that sort of thing. And I did ask, but it was not the most opportune time to ask at the open house the other night. She said, well, it depends, because they do have other programs and things that other people who like to meet in there in the earlier part of the day. So if you will give me a couple of dates and a time when you could all come, then I can double check with them and see if we can't accommodate everybody on one of those dates and times. Do you have a calendar in your phone, Joe?
I do.
Would you kind of look and see what we've got left in February or early March?
What we have left in February is this Friday, the 23rd, as well as Saturday the 24th and Sunday the 25th. But other than that, February's gone. Mm-hmm. And then March.
I'm assuming this means it's best for you to come if we do it on a Friday.
I would prefer a Friday afternoon.
Okay.
Or a Saturday. But that's because I have to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Is there another date that would be better for everybody else, or could everybody come, say, at
preferably not a Sunday.
We wouldn't be meeting on the 25th. That's my birthday, so unless you would bring birthday cake.
We could do that.
I'll bring you a birthday cake.
No. Okay. February the 23rd was the Friday.
Yeah, that's like 4 days away.
I have a funeral that day.
That's not good then. Yeah. Well, I think we're going to have to go then to early March. What about the 2nd?
I might be out of town. I won't know till tomorrow for sure on that one. But wide open on March the 9th.
Okay.
Friday, March 9th.
Friday, March 9th.
Why don't we shoot for the second week, the second Friday in March?
That's Friday, March 9th.
Yeah.
9th?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we could do it like a lunchtime. We can start. I can still bring in lunch. You're just not going to get it at my house, that's all.
12:30 or 1 o'clock would be best for me.
Okay.
If that works for everybody else.
And that depends on the schedule then, because mm-hmm. I think they're open to the public at 2, which means we wouldn't be able to sit around and shoot the breeze for very long.
Mm-hmm. But I have to get a sub on a Friday lunch.
Yeah, she's 12 to 3. Good.
And we're 12 to 3.
Yeah.
They can work by themselves.
But you won't be here either.
On a Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will.
No, you'll be at the meeting.
Well, yeah, but they'll...
If we're close enough.
I can run across the street in case of emergency.
That's true. Okay, I will double-check with the people that schedule the digitorium.
I work at 3 on that Friday.
Yeah, she works at 3.
I'm taking for Mary. I'm working for Mary.
Ah, okay. We should be done by 3.
I hope so. Starting at 11:30.
We start, well, he can't be there that early, but around noon or so.
Yeah. We could end at noon.
Okay.
We would be close enough done that you could run across the street by 3. Okay. So let me just make sure it's okay with the library. Okay. Thank you for that. The other thing that will probably need to be started soon, and that can be started immediately after this meeting, is whoever's going to be running the show for fundraising this coming year. We need to get started on at least ideas. Somebody please give some thought to that. I can be available to help out, but I really do not want the full responsibility of that this year. Because I think there needs to be new blood and new things going on. There she is. She probably can't get in. Okay.
Could we potentially discuss that at our planning meeting?
Yes, that could definitely be postponed until the planning meeting.
Okay.
Hi. Okay. Item 10 for possible discussion and possible action is to discuss the possibility, you're just in time, of changing our bylaws to allow the removal of term limits for the treasurer's position. Now, a copy of your bylaws were included in that packet. I don't know how many of you read it. And we decided at our executive committee that if we're going to be changing things in the bylaws, we really should go through them thoroughly and make sure there's no other changes that need to be made at the same time. So let's talk about the treasurer for right now. The treasurer is subject to the same term limits as all the rest of us, not more than three two-year terms, and her last two-year term will be up at the end of the year, like mine is. However, she's more generous than I am. She said she will stay on for as long as she has her faculties, I think, is the way she put it to me.
Could be a feat.
And which I think is very good of her, because it's not a job that somebody just out of the blue can come step into and take over. So we need this time to come up with someone who has at least some bookkeeping experience, who could kind of shadow her for a year or so before they actually took over the position. But in order to do that, we do need to change this bylaw so that she can stay longer than 6 years. I don't know exactly how you word that without affecting all the rest of them.
You could say something to the effect that due to the technical nature of the office, it needs to have long-term commitments.
That's a good approach. Two-year terms, a maximum for each office of 3 consecutive terms, 6 years total. But we do, I think, need to single out just the treasurer for that, that wording. Yes, because I don't think you want to do that to all your elected officers. I can tell you from experience, 6 years is plenty. as much fun as it is, it still is plenty. So now, again, that was due to the technical nature.
The position. There needs to be a long-term commitment.
Does anybody have any comments on this or any other suggestions? Sandy, did you have anything else to say?
No, I'm being very quiet over here.
Yes. Do you have anybody in mind who would be a good person
I have no clue who you've got in your clutches there.
I don't have anybody at the moment. Somebody like to put this statement that Jan just came up with into the form of a motion? Or first, before we do that, does that need to have a time limit?
Well, you didn't specify that it was a treasurer. Did you specify it was a treasurer?
Well, I was going to add that in the motion, somebody needs to ask that this only applies to the treasurer.
I think what we need to do is we all agree that, yes, we're going to remove term limits from the treasurer, but also in the motion state that we will review the bylaws for other changes at our individual times as well as our planning session and put somebody in charge of putting all that together.
I think that's a good idea, that we do need somebody to be in charge of looking through it, because, I mean, it was...
I think we all need to look through it.
Right.
We need to send suggestions to a single individual to compile all of that, make mm-hmm. that change in the bylaws, to draft up
a new set of bylaws.
A new set of bylaws right. that we can all review and discuss and make
right.
edits as we go forward.
But I would like to put a time limit on that process also.
Yeah.
I don't want this to take all year.
So I think we need two motions. The first
okay.
motion is, yes, we agree removing term limits from the treasurer. Let's start there.
All right. That's the motion that's been made. Is there a second? Jolina. All those in favor of removing term limits from the treasurer's position in our bylaws?
Aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay.
And then the second thing is somebody needs to volunteer to accept all of our suggestions for changes to the bylaws and compile all of that and draft it together for us.
Would that be Bill?
Well, that's who I was going to ask to do it.
Yeah.
But he's not here.
Because isn't he kind of...
I could call him up and say, guess what?
Yeah. You were elected.
Yeah, he is the chairman of the bylaws and records keeping, and I think he should be involved in this. So I think I will volunteer him, if you will, and he and I will work on it together once we get all of everybody's suggestions and everything in, and bring and after the planning session.
It'll have to come to a board meeting.
And let's say it will come to a no later than April board
yep.
meeting for. For people
that will give
voting.
Us time to discuss it
right.
at the offsite.
Right.
Yeah.
And we could discuss it at the offsite, we could discuss it at the March meeting, but we don't vote on it until the April meeting.
Yeah.
And if you could put out a note that come to the board, the retreat, with your thoughts in
your,
place.
Your proposals after
yeah.
reading
right.
the bylaws,
yep.
what changes need to be made. That would work perfect.
I agree.
Okay. And now I just. Screw that mic. In here. Okay. So we have tentatively scheduled our workshop retreat. We have tentatively taken care of the bylaws. Okay, so now we're at 10. There's no discussion to this. It is only, well, there will be some discussion for the B part. For right now, I would like to introduce our new membership chair, who is Jolina Johnson, here in the front row. Thank you for taking that over. She's doing a fantastic job. She's already cleaned up the membership lists, and she's had the time to separate out all of those who have expired and whatever that we've been carrying for some of them for several years and all of that. And it's quite obvious that list of names has inflated our membership number by quite a bit.
By 7.
Yeah. And
I have copies for anyone who didn't get one or lost one.
So my discussion part of this, item B, is that I would like us to look at revisit the decision that we made, it's been quite a while ago now, about leaving them on the list if they had an email address. Because we could just email the newsletter to them. And you know. But I think we need to change that. Because they are getting the same benefits as every other member when they get the newsletter emailed to them. When she sends out reminders every year because they haven't joined, they're getting, you know, if they join, they get the free coupon and all of that. I think we should put a deadline on how long they can stay on the list.
Grace period.
Yeah. I first of all would say maybe let's send out a reminder to every one of those 70 people and say you have until some date in the future, whatever we decide, to renew your membership. And then if they don't do it, you know, kind of, and after that I would say anybody who doesn't pay after 2 years or so, forget it.
The reason we kept them on there at the very beginning was just so that
people would still be informed. We'd still have a bunch of people that could possibly come to fundraisers or come to any events that we had, whether they were members or not. Those people should be on when we get that constant comment thing. When we get that, they should be on that list.
Well, they can be on a contact list, but it doesn't have to be our membership list.
But this was the only list we had at that time.
Yeah, but it's not anymore.
Okay, so if we
have
another list...
Because that inflates that list, and I believe that our dues to the American Library Association and one of our insurances is partly based on our membership.
It's active members.
Yeah.
It's not this whole group. It's always been on active members.
Do you collect them out?
They weren't pulled out.
That's what I call, on my list, is the number we used.
Okay.
The people that are paid currently, not on this list. This list was the only list we had for any contacts at all.
Well, I don't think it is anymore, because if there's anybody on that list who is not a member and comes to any of these other things, we've got their name on that list.
Okay. Yeah. If we have another list, that's fine.
But I like your idea. I still think that's valid. Some people get ill and are not, you know, they're worried about other things rather than renewing this. So if you give them a grace period, or they're traveling.
Yeah.
Well, there's many life things.
Grace,
2 years.
Grace period is not lifelong.
I was thinking six months.
6 months, a year, or whatever. Yeah. Jolena? Yeah.
There's no problem with me pulling them out when they don't pay their dues and putting them in the blue section.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'll just keep that blue section.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I think that's a good
that's not a problem.
But there is probably some in that blue section that are no longer with us.
Yeah.
Well, there were 70 of them are in the last year.
Yeah.
Now, how many are no longer with us, I don't know.
Yeah.
Send them a letter, find out.
Well, there were. I mean, I looked at the list some time ago when I was helping fellows with address labels and stuff. There were deceased people. There were people that moved out of the area.
Right.
And they're not likely to ever renew.
But they came back, like Westergaard came back.
Then you can add them back.
Well, she never was dropped off.
But that's fine. But that's one out of how many that moved that ever came back.
Yeah. Right, but if we have another list that you want to use, then that's all well and good.
Yeah.
And keep the membership to just paid members.
Active paid members.
So we'll establish two lists. One we'll call a donor list of everybody that we've had that we'll spam regularly for fundraisers and things of that nature, and we'll maintain an active members list.
Right. Yeah.
I also think that we need to draft up an email, perhaps, send it out to the ones we do have email addresses for, to the effect of saying, hey, we miss you, come renew your dues.
Yeah, I would like some help with that.
I'll be more than happy to draft up an email with you.
Thank you.
And then I also think that a grace period for membership should only be a month if you don't renew within a month's time frame.
Well, I drop them off the other groups I belong to as membership. If they are not current, they're off the list.
Yeah.
Within a
period.
Month. That's what I'm thinking.
Within that month.
Especially around the holidays. That's, you know, January's a tough month.
Standard operating procedure for most membership lists is if you don't pay, you're off in a month.
The ones I know are 3 months.
Yeah. They always have the option of coming back at any
time. Oh,
right. Absolutely.
Because they're off the list doesn't mean they can't renew.
Exactly. They can come back and they think they're renewing, but what they would actually be doing is starting a new period of membership.
So maybe if they don't receive anything, that might make them aware, hey, I need to go renew my membership.
Right. Yeah.
So if Jolena sends out reminders saying, whoops, did you forget something?
Yes.
Then we'll kind of know whether this blue list is interested in continuing or not.
Right.
And I think before you take them off after a month, you do need to send out a reminder.
Well, they get a reminder before their dues become due.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They get if your dues are due in February,
she sent you the reminder
in January.
Yeah.
But
I
still think before you drop them off, just say, did you forget?
We can
establish a boilerplate email that we can send
once
a month to people who haven't responded within a month or two.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Well, there are some who've been on that blue list for more than 2 years, I think. And that's a little long, I think. So, is everybody in agreement that we should do something?
We did have some honorary members, too, didn't we? one time, Cindy? Didn't we have honorary members?
That'd be tacky.
Who haven't paid, but they're forever and ever.
And who are those?
Frida was one.
But we still pay.
Yes.
Frida and I were both on,
I know that you
pay.
Are, and you both still pay your dues every year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they're the only two that I know of.
Okay, well, I can't remember either.
If there were others, they should have been marked somehow or other on the membership list. So then Joe has agreed to work with Jolena on an email to send out to people who to let them know that we're cleaning up our list. And if you forgot to pay your dues or would like to pay your dues, please do it within the next couple of months or something like that.
Here's where you could say 1 month, Joe.
We have 10 who have no email address.
Right.
So
we might want to call those as a loss and focus on the 60 some odd others that do have email addresses.
Yeah. And
good idea.
Those people actually get mailed a newsletter too, but I think we quit doing the ones that were expired. I don't believe we print out a mailing list for the newsletter if you're not current.
No, the idea was that the people that were old and inactive had email lists only.
Yeah, yeah.
They were not getting anything in written form,
anything
or hard copy.
Mailed form, yeah. So I think your boilerplate email should just say something like, we are cleaning up our membership list or whatever. And
you were sweeping you out the door.
And no, it's just how we've noticed. Mm-hmm. We have several names that have not responded to anything in the last year or so.
You could be ultimately tacky and say, did you die?
Right. Well, if it comes back to you, that's probably a good sign. Because we are spending money on postage to send out these reminders and have them printed and all that sort of stuff. So should we make a motion to that effect that we're going to do that?
I don't think we need to. I think it's within the purview of the
okay.
membership's responsibilities.
All righty. Discussion on possible action on recipients of a request for sponsorship. Now, this was in the packet. It's the little thing that has the park ranger badge on it. This was sent to me via email from Danielle, somebody from the Parks and Recreation Department, wondering if we would like to be a sponsor for the Carson City Junior Park Ranger. She did not give me a deadline as to when I had to respond, so I saved it for you guys to look at and decide. Julie?
I've had an opportunity to review this particular parks, the Junior mm-hmm. Ranger program, and there are some excellent areas that we could possibly make an opinion on whether to follow up on it. There's only one that I will not support is a pelt and skull package. I think that's way out of...
Well, yeah, those are all kind of way out of our line.
And I'm not even talking about the monetary amount, but just skulls and pelts. Well, that sounds like we're going to go out and clean up the environment.
Well,
anyway.
It's tonight's dinner.
I think that's what they go out and purchase those, I think, for their good classes or whatever. But, yeah.
Okay.
I can see what it is. If there was a deadline for responding to this, I did not see it. If we could put it off. They're going to start it in the spring, so they probably are wanting to know. Does anybody else besides Julie have an opinion on it? Because I think we really kind of overshot our budget last year in doing all of these things to get our name out there. I think there are other ways coming up that our name is going out there better. Sandy?
I think we ought to restrict our donations and commitments to the community, to the library, and to things that are pertaining to the library, since we're all under the scrutiny now of everybody in the world.
Yeah, that's kind of what...
And they are dealing with Parks and Rec to begin with.
Right.
So
I was thinking that we should kind of maybe not restrict, but kind of keep our things to things more literary and cultural kind of stuff. Jolene?
I'm afraid if you sponsor this, not that it's a bad thing, but then what do you say to the next group who comes in?
Right.
And the next group who comes in.
Right.
You know, and...
Well, it's always going to be at our discretion.
It will always be that way, but if we at least have a guideline for ourselves that we're only going to get involved in sponsoring things that are literary, cultural, divergent kind of things, like the library, because our mission says we support the library.
My children were in the Junior Rangers program. Mm-hmm. It was a very good program, but it, in my mind, it's like Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girls and stuff. I'm not sure how it fits in with our issues, I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with it, but we can't sponsor every...
It's just to help them identify what an animal looks like.
Right.
Would you like to make a motion?
If there's no more discussion, anybody else have anything to say?
I agree with you.
Sounds like Julie has a motion.
Julie, have a motion in mind?
I make a motion that we, as the board, make a decision making at this time whether we are going to support this particular program, and understanding of the fact that we are participating with the library, that's basically our main...
That's a very convoluted motion.
Yeah.
I suggest just a decision on this specific sponsorship that's been brought to us, then we can refine later.
Well, of course you may.
So.
I find that to be very adequate.
Would you like to revise that?
No, he can do that.
Well,
at that point.
Madam Chair, I move that we deny this request for sponsorship.
That's it.
Okay. Pertaining to our mission statement.
Yeah.
Please put that in there.
Yeah, that we are
adhering to our mission.
Adhering to our mission statement. Okay. Item 13 is for information.
No, I think we have to second.
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't take a vote. I'm sorry.
Don't you have to have a second?
Yeah, right.
Second.
Sandy seconded. Okay, now all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Now moving on to item 13. This is for information only at this time, and Joe's going to give the update on our recent executive committee meeting.
On February the 9th, the executive board met the Carson City Library to discuss a few items of topic. One we've already taken care of here, which is removing term limits from the treasurer's position. So no need to go over that. We've all been assigned our homework and doing cool things of that nature. Another item that we discussed was filling positions for some of these other chairs that are vacant or individuals who are wanting to work their way out the door. So we are looking for some of the just board members at large to perhaps step up or perhaps find names of other individuals that we can solicit and work with, because we need to start spreading the workload between all of us. The whole "I'm too busy, I can't do that anymore" is not going to fly, especially when Phyllis is walking her way out the door. We all need to fill in that very large set of shoes, and so we all need to start stepping up in that regard. So we need to start thinking of those things. And so if there's a particular vacancy or chair that you see on this list, such as fundraising committee, or such as newsletter, or such as the list that Phyllis is going to be sending of all the fun things that she does, we're looking for individuals.
Multiple individuals, I hope.
Well, that's why I said individuals.
Yes, that will make it less likely to burn somebody else out.
Yep.
Julie?
I'm addressing this to Joe. Mm-hmm. Under the circumstances, when you're talking about having more individuals participate on the board, do you have any ideas how to, with this list of all our members, trying to get someone other than the same people we see over and over and over participating in any of the fundraising events?
It's a matter of reaching out to some of these individuals.
Right.
And, you know, if we all took parts of this list and reached out to some of those individuals and asked them, saying, "Hey, I serve on the board. This is some of the things that I do and I'm passionate about, and that's the reason why I serve on the board. Is there something that you're passionate about and your support for this organization and how we can, you know, utilize you in a better way," or something of that nature? So I think those are some ideas, definitely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just for an example, Julie, a couple of years ago, I think it was now, when we were marching in the Nevada Day Parade, carrying our new tablecloth banner. I went through that list, and for everybody on the list who mentioned something other than the bookstore, I called them. And I did get two people who I had never met before who volunteered to help carry that banner through the whole parade.
Nice.
And they were glad to do it. Now, probably if I had followed up on that a little more and contacted them again, I did run into them, one of them the other day, that they might have been willing to at least serve on a committee. And that's where you need to start. You need to ask people who you know are members. Doesn't have to be these 10 people here or even the 30 people who work behind the counter. Anybody who's a member or friend, just ask them if they'd like to serve on a committee, help you plan whatever the next event is or something like that. All we need is to get them in the door, and then they see what you're doing, and that those of us who are doing that are having a good time doing it, then you get them involved. I was approached by a lady at the open house Friday night over at the library who was asking about the author events, and I told her what was coming up, and she was glad to hear that, and she said, I used to work in the bookstore when you were here in the library, and I'm going to come back one of these days. She had some other stuff going on right now, and I said, we will welcome you back. She said, I'm looking forward to coming back to work in the store. Her name is Joanne, that's all I know. I didn't recognize her, and I don't know what her last name was. Little blonde lady, but she was very nice. So the people are out there. Okay. Is there any other item of business?
The other item that we discussed was the review of our website and social media requests that we've sent out. We received two bids, essentially, from two of the individuals, and they were two completely separate bids. One was just focusing on social media, the other one was focusing on the whole package. We, as an executive committee, decided to write a clear RFP of what we were looking for to get a whole bid of what services we are wanting. I'm in the process of drafting that up to send that out for review of everybody here. And then we will send that out to anybody and everybody, whether it be up in the Reno area, the Carson area, wherever it is. Anybody interested in the responding to the RFP will then review as an executive committee and then present it to this board as what we reviewed, what our suggestion for selection is once we get through that. So that's where we are with that. And that is all that we really had at our executive committee meeting.
Okay. Two members of the committee can think of anything else that we talked about that night?
Nope.
Okay. Then item 15 is F14 is public comment. And so this is where I am going to tell you about the open house for the grand reopening of the library Friday night. I don't remember seeing any of you there. But other than Joe,
you're on the front page, you guys.
But it was a wonderful turnout. The library looks absolutely fabulous. It looks so light and wide open and everything. They were doing special events just for that thing. The picture, I understand, of me on the front page is doing the virtual reality thing. That's an experience that everybody should have. And I do believe that there's a big possibility that we will have that virtual reality in this library within the next year or two.
Yeah.
So it will be a big boom for the kids in this area. We had everybody there, all of the Board of Supervisors, lots of people that used to work in the library, dignitaries from all over town. It was a great turnout. And I wish everybody would get over there and check out the library and see what they've done.
I would like to dovetail on your comment, and it's going to come across as a little mean, but I was really disappointed not to see a lot of you there.
Sometimes we have other obligations, which I did Friday night. I could not be there.
This was our opportunity to interact with the community, with the Board of Supervisors that we had there, to network with these individuals. And it was Phyllis and myself and Phil that were there.
And I know the same handful of people that are here are also all over town doing other things.
Right.
I understand.
There was a lot of stuff going on Friday night.
I understand, but this was a huge event for us. This was a huge event for us.
Yeah.
I bailed out of work early to go to this event.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that if we're here to support the library in our mission as this organization, it would be nice to see more of you at some of these events, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
We're going to run into that more and more as we get into the summer months, that we're going to find conflicting dates. Everybody does everything in this small town at the same time.
But there's only so much time in the week.
And I get that. Sometimes it doesn't seem that the friends events or opening ceremony like that, which was huge, became a priority for some of us.
Yeah. Okay, so that is, I'll entertain for adjournments.
I so move.
Okay, meeting adjourned. All right, thank you for coming out in the middle of your day off, for those of you who normally work on this day.